Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Samantha Price on the line with me. I mean, she has a new CD called Good News, and when it came across my desk, that's exactly how I felt about it. Samantha, please say hello to the people and just introduce yourself, songwriter, singer. Let them know who you are and what you're doing.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm originally from Eastern Connecticut. I released my first album, Good News, in November of 2013, and at the moment just started recording a new EP, so I'm looking to possibly be releasing a full length by summer of 2016. And at the moment, I'm performing all over the place. I was just in London for about a year and a half doing my master's, actually. I did a lot of performing there.
Now, being in London, everyone always wants to know, especially us folks over here, what is it like recording in London? What style of music are people receiving over there, and how are you fitting in?
Yeah, okay. So actually, I recorded the CD in Danbury. In terms of the music scene in London, I find that, it's a huge melting pot, like similar to New York, but it's a very different city. There's definitely, I would say, a wide range of interests in terms of different genres, and in some ways, I felt a little bit more at home as a singer-songwriter. People kind of are really paying attention to the arts on that side of the pond, it seems, I was really blown away, actually, with my experience performing in Paris, because the audience has changed based on where you go. When people go, they're not necessarily going to, I find, to have the social thing together. The main attraction is the music. So a funny thing actually happened, because my sister happened to be studying in Paris. So I was performing at a little cafe. It was like a really cool jazz bar, actually. And she was like just kind of like lightly talking during one of the songs. And actually a guy came up to her. You may know her, but some of us are actually trying to listen. Like, actually, like, really rudely, and she was, like, mortified. Like, she actually felt really bad, but it was funny because we, like, laughed about it afterwards. It was just interesting because the people were a lot more attentive than they would be in venues, in a lot of venues in the United States.
So they appreciate the music more and the artists as opposed to, what do you say?
You know, I only have my experience, so that people were listening more. Paris is like a very old city. Maybe people aren't as distracted by like all this technology and you know, things in the media that can often distract people.
Right. Now, do you play any instruments yourself?
Yeah, I play the piano mostly when I'm performing, and I also play some guitar.
Okay, and I see you studied at Berkeley, so you're well-versed in what you're doing. What do you consider your style, or what genre would you categorize yourself in, or you don't, and you just allow your art to speak for itself?
Well, it's hard to say that I just let my art speak for itself, because especially on all these websites where distribute your music, you kind of have to fill out a category. So even though I always am interested to see what people would say my category would be, kind of a fusion between like pop, jazz, and folk, anything really.
What's one of your favorite songs on the CD?
What's my favorite song on the CD?
Yeah.
I think I would probably have to say Crayola Marker. Yeah, it just came out. It was one of those weird things that's just kind of channeled out of you, and it's written so fast, it comes out so fast. There's very little effort. It was very little effort on my part to write it. And then the production just turned out, I thought, really great. It was, and I think that one really came through.
Yeah, speaking of the production, I think the production on the album is awesome. Who did you work with?
Yeah, I worked with Nick Berlick of New Song Productions in Danbury, Connecticut. He engineered the whole album, and we co-produced it together.
Kudos for you and Nick. That album is hot, okay? It's just simply hot.
Yeah, thanks.
What I enjoy most about the CD is your lyrics. I mean, they just come to life. You know, the production, your lyrics. I mean, what birthed this album? I just want to know the root. What happened? How did you come up with all these wonderful songs, this production, these great lyrics that just have so much meat?
Yeah, it was definitely a long process, because it was my first album. I've been writing this album for, like, you know, over a decade.
Oh.
I started writing with In Profundo when I was, like, 12. A lot of those songs I wrote as a teenager, actually. I had a huge body of work, and I actually, it was very difficult to only choose 10 songs, you know, for the album. And I could have done more if I had more time and money and whatnot. But, I mean, that's why I'm... But the lyrics, I don't just kind of like write them and then write the music lyrics like a lot of musicians do. I write them all kind of at the same time. It usually starts, I'll sit down at the piano and I'll play a chord and what the melody should be. It just happens. And I also can hear the sound of the words. I hear what phonetically should be song, what words should go with the melody. And often it just starts from one word, so like holiday.
I love Holiday. That's one of my favorite songs.
Thank you so much. And like that, so that song was all, really just stemmed from the word holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt that phonetically it just fit with the melody, and everything about just the way it sounded was working for me. And so then after maybe one word, you start to close your eyes and think about, you put images to the music. What they would be. Then the whole story unfolds, one word or in the melody, and then the rest of the story just slowly unfolds as I go.
I can really hear it too in Holiday. That's one of the songs where the lyrics really just spoke to me, and I was like, wow, this girl right here, boy. So what are your social media, and tell people, you know, how they can reach you and join the fan base?
Absolutely. So my main website is SamanthaPriceMusic.com. And again, Price is, it's a complicated last name. Simple, yet complicated. P-R-E-I-S. So SamanthaPriceMusic.com. I'm on Facebook at Facebook.com/SamanthaPriceMusic, Twitter.com/SamanthaPrice. I also have, you just kind of Google my name, my links will come up. Actually contacted me and site and invited me to perform, and I thought it was a really great idea. It's called Concert Window. I've heard of sites like this before. I have done live streams online, but the cool thing about Concert Window is it's a website where you can go on, you can schedule a performance for whenever you want. You invite, you know, all your friends and fans, and they can go on, and I'm choosing a pay what you want option so that people from anywhere in the world can tune in. They can pay what they want to see it, and then they also have an ability to tip, which is great. I think it's really cool. People can leave comments, people can tune in and ask questions and make requests. So it's an option a lot of artists don't know about and should know about, and it's a really great way to just connect with fans and to hear who they are and what they want, and to just be more present. So I'm actually really excited. It's going to be cool. And that's on August 13th. It's a Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
All right. Well, I'm going to tune in. Definitely have you on my schedule for August 13th for sure.
Great. Well, I'm always planning. I'd love to meet you in person.
Yes.
And thank you so much. This is really fun, and psyched about your website, and it's really nice of you to think of me.
No. Absolutely. We are where key players speak, and we welcome you to the key player family. And again, once a key player, always a key player. So you just let us know where you're at, and we're going to promote it and let everybody else know. And thank you again for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nigeria.
You're welcome.